Welcome back, brothers and sisters, patriots across this enchanted nation, those that hold liberty and the torch of freedom in their hands, ready to pass it on to the next generation. This is Positively American, the show where we not only talk about the politics and the news of the day, but we also tie it together with what we're going to do to pass on the freedom blessings that we have to the next generation. The episode that we're going to cover today is probably one of the more important episodes that I've ever done in my 4 or 5 years of media around freedom. This is massive because what we just witnessed, beautiful people of Positively American, is nothing less than a watershed moment with The Rock's statements on Biden. And surprise, surprise, the media is missing the boat completely. Now we're going to cover all of that and the reaction and show you how much vitriolic anger and why. Dive into that why and you will see where they're coming from. And this is everything about the fight and why we are on the path to winning this bad boy and preserving and passing on the freedoms of which we enjoy so dearly. We're going to kick into the intro and then we are going to jump on this freedom train and take it right to the station. Beautiful people, this episode is so pivotal to understand what our challenge is, what our struggle is, and where we are going, and what just happened, and how important it is with The Rock's new statement on not endorsing a candidate. Because that's what this was. We're going to walk through the entire thing, but I want to say something really quickly to everyone listening to this. No matter who you are, and no matter where you fit into the American experience or experiment, however you look at it, you are a part of the freedom experiment that is America. You have literally been given something that almost no one in the history of humanity has been given just because you were born in this country. Made possible by those that came before us, all the way from the founders up until modern day. Every single person among us who has sacrificed something, who has given their blood, sweat, and tears for the freedoms that we enjoy, the very freedom that holds the fabric of our nation together, supporting a document that has never been seen on the face of the earth, which guarantees the government cannot encroach upon those freedoms. We're part of a chain. And whether you are a mighty oak of freedom who has been weathered by the tide and the torrent and the wind and the tumult of the left and the socialist and everyone from the left through your many years, or you are a young freedom sapling just coming up and wondering why it's so dang windy, this is everything. And please let me know if I landed this plane right down there in the comments field. Leave a review. Send this to someone that you care about to spread some freedom to, because I think that this is massively important. Now, a little bit about me and where I get this type of appeal from for our nation. I come from the gun rights versus gun control fight. My name is Braden Langley. I run a channel called Langley Outdoors Academy where we put up 2 pieces of content a day minimum all around gun rights versus gun control and proving the fact that gun control is an infringement and not going to do anything to solve the promises of which they give us that are empty. We have amassed over 527,000 subscribers on that channel with over 100 million views oriented around a basic understanding of a principle. Why? And passing on freedom to the next generation. That first part of why is what we're about to dive into, which will enable us to pass on that freedom. But that's a little bit about me. But now let's talk about something much more important than myself. Beautiful people, we are at an inflection point. We just witnessed the beginning of the term, but I'm going to be honest and challenge you. Did you see it? Because you just took part in or are witnessing or are about to witness, which I'm about to show you the clip itself, of the biggest turn that we've seen politically in a very long time. And the less reactions are the dead giveaway to that. Again, talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson's little statement. But this is so much bigger than The Rock not supporting Joe Biden, because the media is out there picking either side. The right will say, ha ha, the Biden has lost the endorsement of The Rock. And the left will say, traitor to the country. How could The Rock support or not support Biden? They're both missing the underlying key point that this is a tidal shift. This is absolutely pivotal. And we're about to walk through that right now. But make no mistake, the left cannot allow what just happened to stand, which is why we're going to see the segment, the second segment, all about the reactions and break that down. But there's something that you need to understand as we go into this segment. Before I play the clip of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, understand this. When I'm referring to the left, I'm not saying Democrats. I'm saying the leftist, socialist, centralized control, pullers of strings who want to tear down the capitalist, individualist nature of this country and replace it with something socialistic, more promise than guarantee of outcome versus guarantee of opportunity. And we've covered that on other episodes, but that's who we're talking about. But one thing that they demand is they absolutely require 100% alignment to their vision. If you are not aligned, if your purity test is not pure enough, you are not welcomed, and you are not only almost in the middle, you are the opposite extreme. Because if you're only 99% of our agenda, then you're not fully bought into 100%. So therefore, you're just as bad as the MAGA Republicans. It's emotional bullying is really what it is. But that's reality. Think about it. When was the last time you saw someone on the left go, oh, okay, that's perfectly fine since you only believe about 90% of what I say? No, that doesn't happen. They basically just verbally assault anybody who is not pure enough for their vision. Again, that litmus test is everything to them, but that's important to what we're about to talk about in The Rock. Now, the corporations are a big part of this, and laying this out in the monologue is crucial to understand. They made a deal with the devil a couple years back, and they did this deal in effort to do two things. Solidify their social justice standing to avoid any type of boycotts or scrutiny, and to potentially achieve another market that was basically becoming a thing, the woke culture, the cancellation culture, the activist consumer. That was something that they were trying to get in front of, because if you can control that and you can cater to that with there's no negative on the other side, it's a win-win. You've got your normalized consumer base, and then you have the far left, or in this case, the woke cancel culture. The only problem is they were carrying a scorpion across the river, and then the scorpion stung them and they both just drowned. Because understand, it's impossible what they were trying to achieve. The corporations were trying to keep the far left happy and at the same time not really care about offending the right or the middle. Can you think of a few examples to bolster this point? Bud Light, Target, Planet Fitness, basically anybody that touches woke, Disney. All of these brands dove headlong into woke subtopics in our culture. And they got smacked around a little bit because it did not align with their consumer base. Their core constituencies did not approve of that messaging. And as time has gone on, it's only gotten easier to smack around the company if you don't agree with what they just did. So the corporations are finding themselves in a very costly predicament. They can either continue on supporting woke ideals and supporting woke ideology and other political talking points. And they won't upset the left, but they'll upset the right and the middle. And by the way, the right and the middle has more buying power than the left. So now, what are they going to do? They're going to abandon the left and then go back to the middle and the right? Because then that's going to make the left upset. Do you understand what I'm saying? They made a deal with the devil, and now the devil is going to hurt them either way that they go. Make no mistake, we are at a pivotal point, because businesses whose sole job was to turn a profit for their shareholders and their company overhead and pay their employees, made a political decision which was guaranteed to piss off 50% of the population. Anybody with a brain said this wasn't a good idea. Well, time comes on a little bit further, and they're now starting to see the idea that they may want to back off because they've cut their consumer base from about 80% of the population by staying out of it to around 50%. Other half can't stand for whatever stance they took. And they're starting to realize it. And the left cannot allow this to happen. Because remember how this started. This started when Twitter was fully controlled by the left. Remember Twitter files? Anyone with a conservative opinion or anyone who would say, I'm not with that ideal, was pretty much blacklisted, shadow banned across the board. Meanwhile, the left was allowed to run roughshod and do whatever they wanted. So what that gave them was a very easy place to organize and launch cancel campaigns and woke campaigns against corporations, which made it appear that they were significantly more powerful and more numerous and were a misrepresented population proportion. Understand, that's what happened. So when Elon Musk basically broke the bird free, now there's an equal dispersion of ideas, and companies are realizing that there is half and half on this, not 100%, which was an artificial barrier put in place by leftist, wokest ideology. Understand, that's what they tried to do, and that's how they got companies to come to heel with the policies that they wanted. They said, if you don't do these DEIs, if you don't do these transgender, if you don't do these things, then we're going to cancel you. Then you're going to have a Twitter mob after you and everyone, and we're going to control perception. Even though it was artificial, it was still powerful. That is now leaving. And with Twitter being the very first crack in the dam, The Rock just did something that cannot be allowed. And we're about to play his episodes right here. But understand this, and think about this in your everyday life. When you're interacting with anything on the left, particularly around the woke culture, cancel culture, the farther left, not everyday Democrats, the tools of their marketing for their product, which is leftism, is fear, disdain, sanctioned hatred, anger, cancellation, and division. Now, it's interesting because sanctioned hatred is a very interesting caveat. As long as the overall hive mind approves of your hatred and gives you morality points for hating someone, i.e. Donald Trump, it's perfectly fine. Hatred is perfectly acceptable because he's a threat to democracy. However, if you don't agree with something in one of their little special buckets of pillars of democracy or the Democratic Party, whether it be transgender rights, whether it be gay marriage, whether it be abortion, well, then you just hate everybody, and hatred can't be allowed and must be snuffed out. Unless it's sanctioned, rather. But now, let me get to the Rock thing, because this is such a pivotal, incredible point that I have not heard anyone say yet. But let's break this down, because one thing for dang sure, he did not say, I'm not voting for Biden, I'm against Biden, I'm not a Democrat. Listen to what he said.
To be real, and to be direct, and to be open, and to be transparent. And as you and I have talked about, if you ask me a direct question, I'm always going to give you a direct answer, whatever it is. And that's important to me. And authenticity, we hear that word a lot, but that's important to me. And I feel like, and I mean, we could go down the well here, but there's, in today's easy cancel culture world, and cancel culture, woke culture, this culture, that culture, division, etc., that really bugs me. And in the spirit of that, you either succumb and be what you think other people want you to be, or you go, well, no, that's not who I am. I'm going to be myself, and I'm going to be real.
Now, that's the first part of the quote, which led into what I'm sure you've heard, which is the next segment I'm about to play. You understand what he just said? He just said every point that we just spent the monologue for 12 minutes talking about. Division, hatred, cancellation. Be real, not what you would think someone wants you to be. You starting to see the problem the left has with this? We haven't even gotten to the Biden part, but there's three parts of this little interview that I want to show you. But this first one, what he's alluding to is the fact that he dove into politics and he recognized that he went from staying out of it and having 100% likability ratio to all of a sudden having 50% and making the country more divided, whether he's a part of that or not. It's about woke culture, cancel culture, division, this culture, that culture. It's going directly against the left's attitudes and their strategies. You have to divide everyone into a bucket And then you can start pitting those buckets against each other. And then you can start whittling them down one by one by one. You have now divided all your foes and you can now conquer them. That's what he's alluding to. He's not saying that in as many words, but that's what he's talking about. Again, division, woke, cancel culture, this culture, that culture. This is bigger than him not supporting Biden. It's because he realizes that as a political figure, he's only liked by 50% of the people, and he causes division for the other 50. As an actor and an entertainer and him staying out of it, he's liked by 100% because he's in his lane and he's doing what he's doing and he has not been co-opted by the left. Now we begin the problem with the left. The left cannot have this be. We've got some clips coming up from Sonny Hostin from The View which are going to articulate this perfectly. But understand, if one star says, I'm not doing this anymore, it's a cost to my brand, it's a cost to the country, I'm staying out of it, y'all figure it out, I just want to make content. Well, wait a minute. That's not good. Because now you don't have the appearance of the cultural acceptance. Everyone's a Democrat. Even The Rock is a Democrat. Madonna's a Democrat. Taylor Swift is a Democrat. Everybody is a Democrat. It's a bandwagon approach. But that's the first clip. Let's go into the second one. And this is the one that he got into all sorts of reactions from. And the left is going apoplectic. Let's get it.
Happy that you made that endorsement in 2020. Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then, I felt like that then, it's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this is who I'm gonna endorse. Am I gonna do that again this year? That answer is no, I'm not gonna do that. Because what I realized, what that caused back then was something that tears me up in my guts back then and now, which is division. And that got me. The takeaway after that, months and months and months, I started to realize, like, oh man, that caused an incredible amount of division in our country. So I realize now going into this election, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that because my goal is to bring our country together. I believe in that in my DNA. So in the spirit of that, there's going to be no endorsement. Not that I'm afraid of it at all, but it's just I realize that this level of influence, I'm going to keep my politics to myself.
Now, that was a little bit longer of a clip, but I wanted to paint the entire picture. That sounds a little bit different when you're talking about the way that we're talking about this, right? It's not just, oh, The Rock turns away from Biden and Harris because they're just doing so poorly. He's going to become a Republican now. No, wrong. That's not what this is about. Beautiful people. Stalwart oaks of freedom and the youngest saplings among us. Look at the why. Look at what this means. Because as you play all of these clips together that I'm about to show you, it is not as simple and boiled down to Trump versus Biden. I've said that on every single podcast. This is conservatism versus leftism, socialism, communism. That is what this is. And what you're seeing on a broad-based cultural scale is an open rejection to the left. And they don't like it. But the dirty little secret is, no civilians or citizens who vote for democratic policies and democratic politicians like when the far left gets their way and they start implementing their vision of the country. No one likes it. Leftism is the ultimate mirage. It looks amazing. You put that in your mouth, starts going down, and it tastes like poo-poo. Because when you actually get what your flowery promises were, they don't turn out to be so flowery. They turn out to be actually a big pile of steaming crap. That's what the population is realizing. You think that Trump is winning across the board in most of the swing states in the polling because he's Trump? Or do you think that it is an obvious choice against the leftism that is being crammed down our throats from an authoritarian state? This is bigger than just Trump and Biden. This is the ideals that each of them espouse. And that's why you're seeing these polling numbers. That's why you're seeing the reaction. That's why you're seeing popular culture turn against Biden, is because it looks amazing, but going down, it tastes like something it shouldn't be. But again, what did The Rock say here? He did not say, "I'm not voting for Biden because he's bad and evil." What he said was, "I don't like the way the country's going. I don't like the state of the country." Yeah, congratulations. A lot of us don't like the state of the country. But that doesn't mean that he's not going to support Biden or Harris. But the left, because he said that, they extrapolate it and say, well, if he doesn't like the way the country is right now, that means that he doesn't like Biden and Harris, which then means that he is now a Trump MAGA Republican and he's betrayed the country and we hate him now. Understand, hatred, sanctioned, division, anger, fear. These are the tools of the left. I'm trying to tie these together because they are all a part of this story. And this is a massive sea change moment. This is not a small potatoes, this will go away in a second. This, I mark my words, on Positively American Podcast right here, is going to be the beginning of a change which no one recognizes at the moment what this is, but in about 6, 8, 12 months, it will be a very different picture when you see the origin, which will be roughly around this time. But now let's go to the third clip, and then we're going to get to the reactions, because the reactions are almost better than the actual clips themselves. This is the third clip from the same interview, and I'm sure that you've only heard that second part, right? But here's the third clip.
Look at this. Well, like a lot of us out there, not trusting of all politicians, I do trust the American people, and I trust that whoever they vote for, that's going to be my president, and that's who I'm going to support 100%.
Whoa! No, sir, we can't have that. Think about this from a leftist perspective, okay? Again, get into the why, and you will see why they are truly freaking out and flipping their wigs, of which I'm about to show you. It's not about him saying, "I'm not going to endorse a candidate." Look at the entirety of this clip. What he just said was, "Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm going to trust the American people." Whoa! That is individualism. That is Americanism. That is trusting the people to make the right choice. That is outside of the command and control of the left. You cannot do that. That's a big no-no. And then the coup de grace, the ultimate dagger through the heart of a leftist everywhere. No matter who the American people choose, I will support that president 100% because they are my president. They are my American president. Holy balls. Do you understand how much of a mind screw that is to the left? Because what he just said was, should Trump win, I will support him because he's my president. That is an American ideal. That is our system of government working. That is a belief in the country and the people to shepherd ourselves forward, not an authoritarian state from the left to give us every answer from a bureaucratic state and then enshrine them further so we have less and less freedoms, but we're more and more safe in their opinions. Understand that if Trump wins this election, they are going to align themselves to opposition because sanctioned hatred is going to demand it. We must hate Trump. Because he hates democracy, he will destroy our democracy, even though it's a constitutional republic. Don't talk about that, okay? This is something that is so much bigger than him saying, "I'm not going to endorse anybody this year," because it's divisive. This is stabbing a heart directly through the socialist, communistic, liberal ideals that the left has been espousing for 10 years. There's a reason that they are crisis'd out, which we've covered on another episode. But understand, people, beautiful people of the Positively American podcast. Stalwart oaks who have seen it come and seen it go, seen the storms and witnessed it, and young little saplings of freedom. We are at a moment that is going to shift back, and the pendulum is about to fly the other direction. And I'm not talking about Trump. I'm talking about the general overall population. They're sick of it. You can look anywhere across the spectrum, and what you are seeing is not individual little plots on a graph. What you are seeing is a massive scatter plot shifting to the right. This is just a very loud splash, but then who else is going to do the exact same thing? Because that's another part of the problem. In fact, kicking that into the next segment, this is part two. We're going to look at some of the reactions here, and this should pretty well solidify some points, at least I think. But again, please leave a review and leave a comment, and rank it and rate it and share it. But let me know on this. This is segment two. This is Sunny Hostin from The View. Listen to this, and then we're going to tie together what we just said.
I do think we're living in a time where we have someone running for president that is an existential threat to democracy. That is where we are at. Someone who has 88, you know, criminal charges, 4 indictments, someone that has vowed to be a dictator on the very first day he takes office. Now is the time. If you have a platform, you must be active. You must speak out. That's how I feel. And I generally don't think that celebrities should be forced to be politically active.
Not forced.
But right now, if you have a platform, you have an obligation.
Ooh, Sunny almost got in a little trouble there. That's what we call, I believe in the business, a Freudian slip. Celebrities and anybody with a platform should be forced. I mean, they have an obligation, of course. Of course I meant that. I didn't mean forced. Because real power doesn't come at the barrel of a gun, Mao Zedong, right? But anyway, I'm sure that was just a mistake. Understand what she's saying is exactly what this entire episode has been leading up to. Fear, manipulation, disdain, sanctioned hatred, and every single person must fall in line 100%. Because understand, what The Rock just did was not an endorsement of Trump and was not directly a disendorsement of Biden. The closest thing that he said against Biden was, I don't like the way the country is right now, but that could be subjective. What's really happening right here is the left is losing their monopoly on the stars, on the people with influence outside, because anybody and everybody with a platform is required and forced to save democracy. Understand, this is not about Biden and Trump. This is about something much larger. And if you are on the left, you see every single person who has the ability to help you as someone who's either going to help you or they are 100% dead to you. They do not have purity of vision. They are not pure enough in my ideals and my ideologies to be accepted as one of us. So therefore, you are the least of us. Don't believe me? Okay, let's go to the Twitterverse real quick. So what I'm about to read to you is a pretty fairly well-known high follower account on Twitter. It's called JoJo from Jurors. Now, this is a leftist, and she's a treat, and I'm being polite. But listen to this. This is in reference to what we just heard from The Rock. Quote, "Betraying your country for shameless self-promotion is about as bad as it gets. I thought The Rock was one of the good guys. I was wrong." See that? Purity of thought. "I hope this was all worth it for him, and I'm sure his own kids will understand when they grow up and ask him how he met this moment." Again, this is leftist speak for how will you meet this moment? How will you rise to the occasion? How did you stand up to Trump when he tried to destroy democracy? Was your sanctioned hatred strong enough? Did you use every single tool in your arsenal to prevent the destruction of democracy from the dreaded Diablo Trump? After all, he's orange. How will your children respond when they knew how you met this moment? What you're looking at is exactly what I'm talking about. Anger, disdain, division. I thought he was a good guy. I was clearly wrong. All he said was, I'm not endorsing a candidate. But again, that is verboten on the left. You are either with us or you will die. Here's another one. This is from an account named Ricky Davila. What a coward. It's not about division. It's about a choice between fascism and democracy. I choose democracy. Well, someone should tell you that it's a constitutional republic. We democratically elect our representatives, and then they vote in our stead. It is not a pure democracy. But since we're hovering around topics, fascism. Fascist is Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a fascist. Evil is as evil does, and if you do not stand against him and be forced to use your platform in a way to destroy his power, how will your children know? What will they say about you when they see how you rose to meet this moment to save democracy? Do you see what they're doing? You have gone against the platform. You are now off the island. In fact, look at USA Today. This is an interesting one. Why The Rock isn't endorsing Joe Biden in 2024? It's interesting. Because me, you, the beautiful audience of Positively American, we all heard these clips. We heard the best parts of those interviews right there. Did that sound like he wasn't endorsing Joe Biden? Or does it sound like he is doing the same thing that all the corporations are doing, where he is distancing himself from politics because he doesn't want to be a part of that with his affiliated with his brand? Which, by the way, is the smartest move. You can appeal to the largest demographics without having a political opinion, because that's not your job. You're not a politician. But again, the framing. Why The Rock isn't endorsing Joe Biden? Because he's not endorsing any candidates. He also didn't endorse Trump. But again, look at the why. And you will find their cause. You will find what they're doing. You will find their destination. And what they will do next is always portrayed really easily when you look at the why, because you can see directly where they're going. But overall, in conclusion to this, The Rock just provided one of the biggest pivot points and sea changes in our politosphere that I would argue we've seen in a minute. And time will tell if I'm right or wrong. You guys can let me know in the comments field right down there. But what we just saw is the beginning of what could be genuinely a dam breaking open, to the point where celebrities just back out of the politics game because it's too costly for them. Corporations back out of the politics game because it's just too costly for them. And they have an easy way to do it. And the left is going to lose their ever-loving minds. But I'm sure we're going to have another example of that in our next show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please let me know how this goes, and I will I'll chat with you guys on the next one. I'm Braden. See you later.